This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Alicia Byers, and your husband is named Marvin, is that correct?
Marvin Vollmer, that's right.
All right. So how did you originally get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
Well, and that's the part that I'm looking forward to explaining. When we moved into our current home, which is just across the street from St. Joan, we would sit on our front steps and we would watch parishioners going in for Mass, particularly the 5:30 Saturday. And we noticed what an open, caring, diverse group of people were coming in and out of the church. And that's the point when we decided that this was going to be our parish home.
Okay. So what type of involvement have you had with the parish with different groups or committees?
Sean, pause.
And Marvin, you've obviously been involved with the church for quite some time, and how would you kind of describe the people and just kind of the parish itself?
Well, Sean, neither Alicia or I grew up in the Catholic faith tradition at all. We were raised Protestant, but we moved back to Indiana in the 80s. You know, we were looking for a church that was welcoming, and some of our friends had gone to St. Joan of Arc, and as Alicia said, as we watch people come and go, we felt that this would be a welcoming environment. In fact, that's what we found. I remember particularly with fondness, Sister Sue was there when we joined the church, and Father Burchetto, and a very warm and embracing, and basically the fact that we weren't raised Catholic wasn't an issue. As we all are looking forward to get a closer relationship with God, so that's a very fond memory. One of the first times that I ever set foot in the church is during one of our horrible dark Indiana winters, and I went in the church with my young daughters, and we were just mesmerized by the warmth of the people and the beauty of the service and the beautiful singing. And after that, we decided to go ahead and join the parish.
Okay. So who would be some of the people that you've just noticed over the years that have really done a lot for the parish that you'd like to give some appreciation to?
Well, Sister Sue, back when we joined, there were several nuns living in residence. Father Burchetto, and alas, both of those people are now gone. Father Guy has been very impressive. I love his homilies and his leadership. And as Alicia was saying, she had been involved with Marianne Schaefer in doing some women's support group activities at St. Joan of Arc. And over the years, it's been lovely as we watch the parade of weddings every Saturday. And
Okay. Well, is there any one moment that you'd like to kind of point out as one of your favorite moments with the church, or something that happened maybe at French Market, or something personally with you and your wife?
No, we've had such a long relationship, it's hard to pick just one. And I think to me that's the importance, is the continuity. It's the cycles as we go through the season. It's the watching the weddings occur, and unfortunately watching the funeral processions occur. It's a very it's a very connected church, and the people who are in it reflect the broad diversity of life, which, as Alicia and I are both physicians, we value that. It's not an exclusionary group of people, like unfortunately some churches can let themselves devolve into. So,
right.
So yes, so it's not really any particular. It's just an ongoing series of pleasant loving experiences.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time and both of you sharing. I know the parish will appreciate hearing, you know, from you guys. And you're also, you can listen to all of them at voicesofstjoanofarc.com. But if you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this one out, and I appreciate your time.
Okay.